11th of July 2019, we think of Saint Benedict, the father of the monks. Proverbs chapter 2, 1 to 9. My child, if you take my words to heart, if you set store by my commandments, tuning your ear to wisdom, tuning your heart to understanding, yes, if your prayer is for clear perception, if you cry out for understanding, if you look for it as though for silver, search for it as though for buried treasure, then you will understand what the fear of Yahweh is and discover the knowledge of God. For Yahweh himself is giver of wisdom. From his mouth issue knowledge and understanding. He reserves his advice for the honest, a shield to those whose ways are sound. He stands guard over the path of equity. He keeps watch over the way of those faithful to him. Then you will understand uprightness, equity, and fair dealing, the path that lead to happiness. A life is very strong changing if we start to listen to the Lord, and wisdom can come to us. So Holy Benedict, we speak of him as the father of the monks. He was living in this relationship with God, and a spiritual family was growing around him. Till today, we know this spiritual family living in monasteries and doing the service for the Lord and people. Praying and working, that is what those people are doing. But the prayer is at the first level. This way of spiritual life, of monastic life, took a lot of influence on the life of people in Europe. And those monasteries were a very strong place of Christian science. Especially those Benedictines, they celebrated wonderful liturgical music, the Gregorian singing, and gave it to the church. Now, nowadays, we don't hear it very much, and this is very sad, because this kind of music is now replaced often by popular music. And on this way, this dimension of holiness in the Holy Mass is weakened. To live according to the commandments of God is a condition that the Holy Spirit can unfold his richness and wisdom in the soul of a human being. It's him who gave us the spiritual taste of all what is coming from God, especially when the gift of wisdom is working in us. Because this wisdom gives us, as I said, a spiritual taste of the truth. Truth is not only that we know something with our mind, with our intelligence. No, it means to live in the truth, and we know that Jesus himself says that he is the truth. So it means if we understand and see right, the right way with truth, then we'll live with him. Our heart is in need of a very deep purification, and we cooperate with the Holy Spirit, who is our inner teacher. The Holy Spirit is a love between God Father and Son, and He is given in our heart. When now our heart is attracted by the Spirit and be formed by the Spirit, so that means our heart is opening for Him, then the gift of understanding is strongly working in us, and we can see the things better in the light of God. And this is a great difference. If we see the things with our natural mind, or if the light of God is working in us. If the light of God is working in us, then we will understand that God is working in all things, and we see the world and the realities of the world in the perspective of God, and can also sometimes understand all these things in the perspective of God. Therefore, all the words are inviting us to understand things in the light of God and to search for that, like we would look for silver. But now we find the real treasure of our life, because to live in a relationship with God means to have found the treasure of life. Now we have to be in this treasure, to work with this treasure each day, that we understand what is right, what is justice, good behavior, and all the things which God is giving now. On this way, we also will experience the protection of the Lord. And if we accept the Holy Spirit as an inner teacher of us, then He will teach us very fine. He will help us not to fall in errors, and He will help us to understand deeper the secrets of God's love.
Today's song is the entrance verse in honor of Saint Benedict.
The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of his God is in his heart.
Nolie mulari in malignantibus, neque cela veris facientes iniquitates.